which is a taste of the new, and this is part two. Psalm 34:8 tells us this again: taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. As we have focused over the weeks about the new life in Christ, in our new life in Christ, we still contend with the old. We still contend with that fallen nature that tries to feed us with that old rather than the new. But we overcome the old by being fed by the new. Have you tasted of the new this week? What's been on your plate? What have you fed on throughout this week? Because it matters. If the new has not been on my plate, then what is in my spirit is affected today. God wants us nurtured by the food that he provides. Have you tasted of the new this week? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. One of the greatest experiences that we have in our walk with Christ is experiencing the new. Daily contending with the old, but experiencing the new. And as we age in the new, it should intensify our palate. It shouldn't weaken it. Because the new is there every day to feed us. When we are born again, we become new. As the old dies, guess what happens? It still speaks. It still cries out for our attention. So on our plate every day is a choice of feeding from the new or feeding from the old. Which cries out to us the most throughout our day? Because the old will speak to us. What we struggle to taste now will have no hindrance in the new heaven and the new earth. And I want us to look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through 4. And I just want to give a quick reminder. The Garden of Eden was God's heart for us, to walk with us upon this earth without any hindrances. Yet God's design, he made us in his image, and in doing that, he gave us a free will. And for man's mistake, we chose to take that will and turn away from God. We tried to elevate our authority above God, and then sin came, and then death came. But God had promised man, this sin is going to have a day where it will totally be eliminated, and the new will be restored. So what we taste right now on our plate that is old, it has seasons where it seems all right. But if we linger there, the fruit of our choice truly comes. Just like when we visit the doctor and he begins to tell us, that's not good, and this isn't good. But if we continue to partake, there are consequences. But God is going to restore everything. And this verse, or these verses this morning, reminds us of the hope that's ahead. Right now we taste in limited ability, but one day the old will be totally removed. The Apostle John is visited by an angel that shows us, or shows him and us, what awaits. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Remember the image again. The new heaven and the new earth. Our eternity that is coming, that awaits us. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river, stood, and let's say that together, the tree of life. bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants, say this with me, will serve him, free from the old. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Last week we talked about this. How do we taste the new? The image of the new heaven and the new earth is our eternity. We die now, we go to be in the presence of the Lord. But that's not the place where we will forever be. Now, we will be in his presence forever. But God is going to restore his order by giving us a new heaven and a new earth. And it's for us. Jesus died so that we could have it. And what we see here is an image of what God wants us to taste of right now. We're not going to be able to have all of it until we get in his presence through either our death upon this life or upon this earth, or when he returns. One of the two will bring us fully into his presence. We talked about this. How do we taste the new? We taste the new by drinking of the river of the water of life. Again, we see this image of this river flowing from the throne of God, filled with the water that is called living. And the focus is not really the water. The focus is the source of the water, the source that brings that nourishment to us. Whoever believes in me, even today, whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow within them. So we get a taste of it now. We get to experience what it's like to be nurtured by God. But then the old comes to contend. The old comes to discourage us, to cause us to return back to the things that we have allowed to be on our plate. And I believe this plate called our life is going to have elements of the old, because that is our journey right now upon this earth. It's a preparation time. But anything that has been applied on this plate, because of our dwelling on this earth, some of the stuff we put there, some of the stuff has just been there outside of our doing. God's going to give us strength to overcome the old. But we must be aware of what we contend with. We must be aware. Again, how do we taste the new? And today, we're going to look at this aspect. We taste the new by eating from the tree of life. In the new Jerusalem, sin will no longer hinder the nourishing of our spirit. Now, see this. God loves to present things as object lessons. So, because we connect when we see things or visualize things. And in the new heaven and the new earth, will there be a tree of life? God says there will be. There obviously will be. Will there be a river of living water flowing? Yes, from the throne of God. But there's more to it than just it being there. It's its purpose. And it symbolizes to us there is nourishment that comes from God. How do we partake of it? In this earth and in this time, we will contend with choices on our plate. And daily, just like when we go to McDonald's and we stand before that menu or through the drive-thru and look at that menu, we make the choice of what we're going to eat. The same is true in our day. What comes to us is a choice that we make. Now, please, let me make it clear. Not everything on the plate is our choice, but what we partake of is our choice. And here we see this beautiful image that God says, when I created man, I created them to be nourished by me. I am their source. And I was going to feed them forever and ever and ever and ever. But then man turned against me and wanted something higher in their mind than me. There's nothing higher than God. There's nothing better than God. And here we see this beautiful restoration. This tree will be there. But again, it's not about the tree. It's about the one who sources the tree. What feeds that tree? The living water, the river of living water. Where does it flow from? It flows from the throne of God. Another way of saying it flows out of his authority. How much he loves us to let us see an image of his substance that will not just carry us through a season, but will be the fulfillment of our eternity, nurtured by the greatest source that there is. The tree of life is sustained by the living water that flows from the throne of God. Let's look at this again. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Down the middle of the great street of the city which we will walk, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The conflict, the chaos that we endure and we hear about daily, the new earth is going to be free from the curse, and there's going to be healing, perpetual, consistent, and true, that will keep the peace and the unity of God. No longer dealing with the garbage. No longer dealing with the empty promises. The fullness of God's heart lived out in our eternity. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Don't let the old take your eyes off of the new that awaits. The fullness of life will be ours without the hindrance of the old. No longer will there be any curse. Gone. Gone. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. How do we taste the new? We taste the new by casting off sin with its deceptions. Looks like this. When sin is on my plate, it justifies its placement there. If I look and I see the old that God has identified, and I've allowed it to be there, maybe someone else threw it on without me really seeing, but when I look at it and I see it, it calls out to me. And it says, I deserve to be there. It's like this. Got bitterness in my heart towards somebody. Unforgiveness in my heart towards somebody. I look at my plate and I'm challenged, because the new tells me to forgive. The old tells me I got reasons to hold on to that. All I'm doing is protecting myself. All I'm doing is trying to make them what? See? But the root of it is unforgiveness. It will cry out to stay on our plate, because guess what? It wants us to eat it. And as we eat it, just as in the fall, we consume and we embrace death, not life. All along, the new is calling out to us. Ultimately, we allow sin to remain on our plate. God has given us the power over the new. And it's not our power, it's his power in us. Get the sin off the plate. Because the plate is a symbol of the heart, and God has given us authority to cast that sin away. We will be set free in this new heaven and this new earth, no longer to contend with that fallen nature, no longer contending with sin's justification. It will be done, and we're not going to have to worry about it ever, ever again. Isn't that going to be good? It doesn't mean we're going to be robotic. It's just going to mean our salvation is complete. We have finished the race. We have endured until the end. Salvation, the fullness of what Jesus came to do. How are we set free if we still contend? Think about that for a minute. The total freedom is when the power of sin is totally abolished. And no longer will we seek to put on our plate or to partake of that which is death. We won't want it anymore. And it's going to be beautiful. How do we taste the new? We taste the new by casting off sin with its deceptions. Again, we will be set free from the presence of the fallen nature. And verse 2, again, the tree of life is that which will continually feed us, sourced by the living water, the river of life. Let me say this. Connected to the true source, our Father and the Lamb. The old will truly die and give way to the new. So don't get discouraged with the challenge right now. Keep running the race to victory. Refuse to surrender to the voice of the old. And when we nibble and when we take of that old, may conviction come so that we do not dwell and we do not return there. But its contention is coming. But one day, it will have no part in the plate. It will have no avenue back to the heart. We see this. How do we taste the new? Because I want to eat of the new. How do we taste the new? We taste the new by seeking the face of God. Revelation 22:4 tells us this. And they see his face. This is the image of our eternity. We will see God. It's going to be so wonderful. We will see his face. And then this is a powerful statement. And his name will be on their foreheads. Now, that's heavy. But I want you to think about this for a minute. This isn't an indictment on anything, okay? But I want you to think about it a minute. Tattoos have made a comeback, right? They used to be illegal, I think, in South Carolina. But they're everywhere now. And that's a personal choice. If you want a tattoo, that's between you and God. But always remember, your body is going to get older if you live long enough. So that image may take on some new shapes. But in us, to this day, you think about this a minute. We don't think much about somebody getting a tattoo on their arm. Don't think much of that. We don't think much about when they maybe have it on their hand or wherever until they put it on their face. And that's when normally we stand up and take notice. Why? Because once it's gone to the face, it's a statement that's bigger than what's on the arm or what's on the back. When it's on the face, it kind of gets our attention. Because it lets us know what? That maybe there's more authority to its placement now. Our faces in eternity. When someone looks at our face in eternity, they're going to see the authority of God. They're going to know we are of God. Not that we are God, but we are of His authority, no question. Now, I love this about the family of God. There is a seal of the Holy Spirit within us. We are a family. And sometimes we miss it, okay? But there is a seal of God's presence in us called the Holy Spirit. And when we encounter someone that has the Holy Spirit, normally we bear witness of the authority of God in them. Is that fair to say? Sometimes we miss it. But this authority of God, is it going to be questionable? It's not going to be in doubt. We are completely His, and His name will be on our foreheads. It's going to be obvious who we belong to. No changing. It's solid. It's eternal. Knowing God changes the old. Why do you stand up and take attention when you sense the Spirit of God in someone? It gives you hope that they really know God and they are partaking of that which is new on their plate. It's not a game for them. It's not cleaning up the old and calling it something that is new. No, you see and you know because the authority of God lives in them and they're partaking of the new. And it's obvious in their countenance. We see this. Knowing God changes the old. The new brings God's presence within our life. But where does God fit on our plate? We taste the new, but is it our substance? Because in this earth, we still contend with the old. And here's a fair question. I ask myself this question. Is God the main course in my life, or is He just a side? Is God the main course in my life, or is He just a side? Because that which we allow to remain on this plate is accomplishing something. It's either building more of the new or it is accentuating and building the old. His name on our face, His name, His authority will be written on our hearts and seen in the steps of our lives. The doctor reads your blood lab work and he begins to come up with some ideas of what you've been eating. And I tell you, it's unique for each of us. Because some can have a bag of potato chips and donuts every week or every other day, go to the doctor, and their cholesterol's fine. But for others, they look at a donut, their cholesterol shoots up. But when the doctor looks at the blood, he's making an assessment of what's been coming into that body. And sometimes it's just our genetics. It's hereditary stuff that we inherit. But when it comes to the food of eternal life, the tree of life, the living water, it's consistent for each and every heart that trusts in God. That trust in Christ. Because if His authority is that which we feed upon, if we are feeding on the new, it will show its reality through what lives in our hearts and walks out in our steps. So it's not that difficult. what is coming forth out of my heart and out of my actions. And we are the first to know. For God has equipped us with a conscience and a filter to examine what's really happening within. How do we taste the new? We taste the new by walking in the supernatural. I hope each person here that is able has YouVersion on their phone. Because I love it when we all are on the same page with the daily verse that comes. It's a free program, and it freely gives us God's word every day, multiple ways. Devotions galore. And today, the verse, I believe, was Hebrews 11:1, and it talked about faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. If we're going to taste of the new, we must walk in the supernatural. Because if all faith is what we see, then it's not supernatural, is it? If our faith is determined by what we see with our physical eyes, what is that? It's just agreeing with that which is natural. But if we ever try to relegate God just on our plane, we have surrendered to the old. Because if we're going to experience what faith is going to bring to us, in fact, if we're going to have genuine faith, we have to truly believe in the supernatural. But like I said earlier, that which I put on my plate becomes habitual, becomes something that my palate loves and likes, and I don't reach beyond that. So the supernatural is all associated with the new. The old cannot relate, but the new will relate. I want to look at it this way. Faith is not dependent on the physical senses. Because if it was, guess what? None of us here would have faith. If faith was determined on our physical senses, we would have given up a long time ago. But faith is so much greater than that. For we see this. The natural will be consumed by the supernatural in this sense. Our eyes will be fully open to the supernatural power of God. How can you eat what you don't see? How can you eat what you don't see? You can't. God loves it when we come to church, but God knows that coming to church isn't necessarily an act of the new. Because a lot of people go to church, right? A lot of people God talk. But what God wants is you to perceive the supernatural so that you can drink of the living water. So that the tree of life, the fruit of God, the fruit of the Spirit, can truly be partaken. And the thing of the dependency of man is it's impossible without faith. Well, guess what? Who sources our faith? God does. God does. It's not up to us. Grace and mercy have offered this ability for us to see the supernatural. And not to be fearful about it. I was in a conversation with someone the other day. And it was a mega church. Mega church. And I noticed some of their themes now were talking about the Holy Spirit. And I thought, that is like really, it's really encouraging. Because a book I read not long ago was called The Forgotten God. And how so many people will talk about God and Jesus, but so few will talk about the Holy Spirit. And I asked this individual, I said, I was excited to see this. And they said, well, a lot of your mega churches, not being ugly, they won't talk about the Holy Spirit because it scares people and it affects attendance. That was an honest statement. But it goes even deeper than that. If I don't eat of the food that God gives, I can't partake. And if I can't see it, how can I eat it? I still remember this day, and I share this multiple times. My family was being as good as possibly as they could possibly be when I was a kid. There was a determination in their hearts to honor God and to respect Him, and they were doing all they could to be good. And finally, the day came when we quit trying to be good and we found out what it meant to be born again. Because God was looking at us and He was seeing the ploy. And my mom, I'm talking about my mom and dad being good, not myself. That's another story. And then God was looking at their effort. It was just, Bob and Beverly, you've reached your limit. You must be born again. And hallelujah, they were born again. But it didn't stop there. You must know the presence of God that lives in you, called the Holy Spirit. I was one of these kids, show me, prove it. My brother, like, he was so calm, and he'd write complaints to my parents. I would just say it. And if it wasn't real, I was going to tell you, that's phony. God showed up. And if it wasn't for the fullness of the Holy Spirit reaching into the hearts of my brother and my mom and dad, I doubt seriously I would have cared to ever enter a church again. Because God showed up. Showed this little hard-headed little punky teenager that I am real. And the supernatural was revealed to my heart so that I could see it and so that I could partake of it. And life has never been the same. Never been the same. Our eyes will be fully open to the supernatural power of God. If we're going to eat of the new, we have to walk in the supernatural. 1 Corinthians 13:12 tells us this, for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Meaning this, we're just seeing parts of it right now. And when the old comes back, it causes us to sometimes just kind of lose heart. But don't be discouraged that right now in your journey on this earth, there's going to be some old on the plate. It's going to be. Don't let it discourage you, because the fullness of the new is going to be complete in our eternity. So press on. Press on. Look and allow faith to open your eyes, so that you can eat of the supernatural that Christ died to give us. Then we shall see face to face. The honor of faith. You believe and love God even though you have not what? Seen Him. There's a reason why our vision is limited right now. God is testing us, preparing us, and giving us the opportunity to be blessed in ways that we can't ever, ever imagine on this earth because we were faithful even though we didn't see. You blessed because you didn't see it, did you, with your natural eyes? But you believed and you pressed through. How many stories are in this house today of faith that persisted through the natural and understood the supernatural because the Holy Spirit dwells in you as a temple of what? The Holy Spirit. The new is not built on the natural. What we have trusted in, will be our fate. The new is not built upon our faith in God. The new is built on the power of God who has entrusted faith to us. Now, please let me make that clear. Faith in God is a gift, and it is a power that persists through the attack of the old. There is no need to fear because the faith that God has entrusted to you is of his power, not your own. Only those who are empowered by God's Spirit will reign with him forever and ever and ever. We can't know God without the supernatural. We can't. Faith that's real is supernatural. It is not sourced out of us. It does not flow out of any goodness that we perceive in any way that we have. We taste of the new. In conclusion this morning, how do we taste the new? We taste the new by drinking from the river of the water of life, symbolic of the source of the throne, meaning that water is real. It's coming to do it's coming to accomplish the goals of God in us, and it's flowing not of itself, it's flowing from God and the Lamb. Even as we speak today, the living water is coming to us if we'll receive. We taste of the new by eating from the tree of life. The fruit of the Spirit stands before us every day. Do we partake or do we deny? Do we go to the old or do we eat of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness? Do we let that nurturing self-control, which means the Holy Spirit in us, giving us control over what we partake of in our plate? When you go to the doctor again, he knows, doesn't he? You know, some people, when they're getting a drug test, will say, can you pee in this cup for me? Excuse me, my language. How many people go to the doctor with someone else's blood if it's not a drug test? People normally want to know what's going on. The doctor knows. The doctor knows. God knows what we allow to remain on this plate and what is feeding us. May we eat of the fruit of the Spirit each and every day of our lives. And when the old comes and we bite, may we not keep that as our choice. May it be rejected. And let the living fruit of God feed us. Patience, kindness, goodness, joy, joy. We taste of the new by casting off sin with its deceptions. Its cry, and it's a death cry. It cries out to us, seeking to stay alive in us. May we taste the new by casting off sin with its deceptions. We taste the new by seeking the face of God, that we would enjoy the presence of God that is alive within us. He is so good. Just stop. Stop. Stop in the day. Speak to me, Lord. Open your word to me. Comfort me. Calm me. Give me your perspective. I need it, Lord Jesus. The old is dancing all around me. It is seeking my focus. Speak to me, Holy Spirit, that I would know the heart of God and the perspective of God for that which I walk through. We taste the new by walking in the supernatural. I'm going to ask if we can just bow for a moment in prayer this morning. And the communion team is going to distribute the elements of communion today. And as they come, we would ask that you would just prepare the cup and the bread, and we will partake of the elements together. But these elements are a reminder to us of the supernatural. It's a reminder to us of God taking the old and allowing us to die to the old so that we would become new creations in Christ Jesus. No longer dependent upon our strength, now dependent upon the strength of God who has made us new creations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.